The Radio Forest Podcast. Forest can be heard on 96.9 The Eagle radio station in Boise, Idaho, and online at kkgl.com.
Forest is billing, Bo.
Yeah, are you in Salt Lake City now? Is that where you live?
Yeah, but I'm down at the ranch in Texas right now because I'm going home today.
Right now in Salt Lake, I think the Sundance is going on.
Yeah, that's when I try to get out of town.
I bet.
Just because all the idiots are there.
How big's your ranch in Texas?
It's about 400 acres, so it's not huge.
Are you still hunting down there?
Yeah.
What do you hunt?
Whitetail and pigs.
Do you ever hunt up in like Utah or Idaho?
You know what? You want to hear a funny story? Before we moved to Utah, but we had a place up there. In Utah, you have to draw to hunt.
Yeah, same with Idaho.
Yeah. So when I wasn't a resident. I got drawn every year, but as soon as I became a resident, I haven't drawn yet.
Of course, it always seems that way.
Makes you think that out-of-state license is a little more expensive.
We're on the phone with Bill Engvall. He's got a show coming up Sunday at the Morrison Center here in Boise. TV actor, stand-up comedian, movie actor, podcast host. Am I missing anything? You do a lot.
Listen, dude, I live by the theory, if you throw enough against the wall, something's got to stick.
Well, a lot of it has. I mean, everything I just mentioned, I mean, successful TV show, couple of movies, your podcast is doing well.
What I like to do, and you're right, I've been blessed with I've got to do everything I've ever wanted to do, and which is amazing, because when I started this 40 years ago, I never saw, I thought it maybe a year, and then I have to go get a job. But it's just been a great, fun time. I think people like my stand-up because it's relatable. I always know I've written a good joke when I see a husband or a wife kind of elbowing each other. Like,
yeah.
I just love what I do, and I think that comes through in the show.
Did you think Here's Your Sign was going to be like the joke?
No. I had no idea. You know, it's funny. I get little young comedians ask me all the time, how do you write a catchphrase? You know, like you might be a redneck or, you know, tater salad or whatever.
Get her done or something like that.
Yeah, get her done. Yeah, and I said, you don't write it. The audience determines it. And I really thought Dorkfish would be what they would hook onto, but the Here's Your Sign thing, just thank God, because people still, and I do them in the show still, because people want to hear them.
You know, I heard Bob and Tom were talking about, or somebody was, I can't remember who it was, but they were talking about how comedians, I know what it was Joe Rogan's podcast, were talking about how you have to constantly add new stuff for stand-up because now people hear it on the internet, and so when you go to see their show, they've seen most of your act. But one guy argued, he goes, no, when I go to see Ron White, he has to do Tater Salad. Like, Zeppelin has to do Stairway. Like, do you feel like you have a couple of jokes, Dorkfish or Here's Your Sign, that you're like, you know what? I just got to do them.
Well, I look at it like this. If you and I were going to see, if you and I were going to see Led Zeppelin, we're not going to drive there thinking, I hope they play all new stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so with comedy, yeah, I mean, you're right. The internet has kind of killed a lot of material. But I look at it like this. There may be somebody at that show who hadn't heard it.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
So I try to keep a good mix of new and stuff that maybe some people have heard, but it's, or I'll just kind of mix up the show a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting balance that you have to do. Like that show I'm bringing up there, I probably got out of a 90-minute show, 75 to 90-minute show, I probably got 35 to 40 new minutes. So, they get a majority of the new stuff, and then we do some of the best of. So that, because people still if I didn't do Here's Your Sign, people would be disappointed.
Yeah, that's what that guy was saying. He goes, I understand that Ron wants to do new stuff, but if he doesn't do Tater Salad, I'm going to leave disappointed,
Yeah. Well, I'll give you a good example. Like Gail, my wife, and I went and saw Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
It was Clapton and Steve Winwood, which was probably the best concert I've ever seen in my life.
Was that recently? Because he's not really touring a lot now.
This was maybe 3 or 4 years back, and we went to the show, and it was awesome, but I was disappointed because he played Layla acoustic.
Mm.
I was like, no, I want to hear that one.
You want to hear the Derek and the Dominoes version?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, listen, you're never going to be able to please everybody, but I try to at least keep it above 90%.
If you're hanging out, Bill, if you're backstage or you guys will go out to dinner afterwards, it's you and Larry the Cable Guy, Jeff Foxworthy, and Ron White.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the guy that just cracks you up? Like, who's funny in a private setting?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think offstage, I think Jeff's the funniest.
Is he?
He's just really hip, and in Ron. Ron makes me laugh. I've said from the beginning of that Blue Collar tour, I said, of the four of us, and everybody's on their A game, Ron White's the only one I would pay money to watch.
Really?
He just makes me laugh.
Well, there's different kinds of comedians. Some like write really well-crafted jokes.
Yeah.
But in person, they don't seem like they crack a ton of people up.
Larry's really funny off stage. And I think that was the success of this tour was that, you know, we were all headliners. So, you know, it wasn't like you had to sit through a guy. You went, whatever.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But, like, I learned early on that you better be on your A game the whole time with those cats because they're all very funny and they'll catch you, you know. And so you had to be ready.
Yeah. Also, you've got the podcast Just 2 Cents or My Two Cents.
My Two Cents is on iTunes. And I like that just because, like, when I do a show like there in Boise, I have a kind of an idea, an outline of what I'm going to do. And My Two Cents, I just talk about whatever I want.
Also, I read that you used to be like a club DJ prior to comedy.
Well,
I asked because that's what I did before I got into radio. And I was like, you've got a lot of radio experience, the podcast and the DJing and talking live in front of crowds. You could do my job in your sleep.
Well, let me just say my DJing involved the phrase, gentlemen, get out your wallets. Here comes Cheyenne. I played a lot of Van Halen and AC/DC.
Yeah.
I actually think my job is easier than your job because like when I'm doing my podcast, I can do the best podcast I think I can do. And I don't know that, you know, somebody's not listening to it going, oh, this sucks, you know. But like on stage, I know immediately if that joke's working or not.
If you start down a path, you're like, this is not working. Let's get back to some good stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But I like DJing. I should say this. I like DJing back a few years ago. Now everybody's so uber sensitive about everything. You can't say anything without somebody getting all feathers all ruffled up.
Have you had any feedback or any pressure to be a non-hunter or like people are anti-hunting or guns?
No,
I mean, you're more in the spotlight. They kind of accept that's what you're into. That's fine.
I have not, knock on wood, I have. But then again, I don't flaunt it. You know, like I don't drive into town with a deer on my hood. You know, it's like, because it just, there's no point in it. You know, if I've harvested a deer or something and I'm taking it somewhere, it's usually covered up in the back of my truck.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's what people really want is like, I don't care if you hunt, just don't put it in my, you know, don't show a gutted deer on your hood of your car.
If you go through the training nationally, they tell you that's part of being a hunter is being aware of people that might be non-hunters or children or children might want to become a hunter. But if they see something that drastic, you know, it's kind of a shock.
Well, yeah, it's just use common sense. You know, it's like there's people about hunting and even fishing these days anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they're on the fence about it. You know, they don't really care one way or the other. But if you show up, like I said, with a deer on the hood of your truck.
A fish on the hood?
Yeah, a fish on the hood of your car. That would be funny, though.
That would be hilarious.
That would make me laugh.
Yeah. We're talking to Bill Engvall. We're going to let him go here in a second. He's live Sunday, Morrison Center, new special. Just sell him for the parts. Bill, do you feel like there are more comedians out now, or was everybody trying to be a comedian when you come up? Because nowadays, everybody's going for that Netflix special. Seems like every other person has a podcast.
Yeah. Well, that was, you're right on the money there. I do think there are, here's the deal. Like when I grew up in comedy, you had to kind of earn your stripes, you know, in the clubs and all that. And nowadays, it just seems like, you know, you put out a 3-minute YouTube video and everybody thinks you're the second coming, you know. But I always say, you know what, put us in a neutral site and see who lasts longer. You know, like anything, there's a plethora, like podcasts, you know, it's like now there's like 1,500 podcasts out there or something like that. And so I just try to carve out my own little niche and, you know, I'll do it till it's fun and then I'll quit.
Just sell them for parts now, all available from Bill Engvall. He's live Sunday on Twitter at Bill Engvall and podcast My Two Cents. We'll see you Sunday in Boise. Bill, thanks for calling in today.
Hey, buddy, thank you.
We appreciate it.
All right, my brother, be safe.
Thanks, man.